And I'm here to tell you folks that that's not all Wikipedia. It's not all in the past. The DC Punk Archive, the DC Public Library, sure, they're looking at the past, but they're also looking at the present. They're looking at it right now. You people are part of this right now. Are you part of this right now?
Amen.
Are you here with me right now?
Amen.
This place, this time is special. Thank you for raising your hand. I appreciate that, indicating you were part of it right now. Maybe you spend your Saturday nights crawling into a sweaty basement because you want to see something you might not see anywhere else. Maybe you want to see DCDIT. You want to see what it means to do it together. That's happening in this town right now, people. You're experiencing it right now. All the bands you've seen up here, I've seen them crawl out of sweat-soaked concrete pisshole basement and houses that don't pass code. And I loved every goddamn minute of it.
Amen.
Give me an amen, people.
Amen.
Give me an hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is a culmination, people. I would call it a victory, but that means that something is over. And this ain't over. This is just getting started.
Amen.
I look to a future in Washington, D.C., where maybe Fred Durst's daughter in the year 2035 plays with Ian MacKaye's son.
All about the Nokia.
Maybe Mary Timoney's little niece gets together with whatever gender Dave Matthews' kid is. And maybe they find this place and make some kind of music we don't even know exists yet. But what I know is that if people have as much fervor about what's happening in this town right now, 20 or 30 years in the future, I want to listen to it. I want to know what it's about. Now, sometimes you hear people talking about bands making it out of D.C. Well, you know what, people? I see a future and I see a world where bands don't want to make it out of D.C. Where people like you don't want to see bands make it out of D.C. You want to see them make it in D.C.
Praise Him!
Give me an amen! Tonight. Thank you, friends.
Praise the Lord, Reverend Bidet. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. I got tears of joy streaming down my face.
Oh, Lord.
Seen you dance. Welcome back to the Hometown Sounds podcast. I'm Paul Vaudreau.
I'm Tony Parecco.
And that was a really different way to start the show. Normally we have some pithy little opening, but we decided to play you a little bit of Church Night to start out the podcast this week.
We're exploring a new genre on the show. It was a spoken word of the Lord piece.
That's right. So in case there are actually probably a lot of people who have never heard of Church Night or maybe have heard of it, but don't really know what the whole thing's about. So that was the Reverend Stevedore Maybelline Bidet Esquire of Some Souls Church. And they put on a show, which is once a month. It used to be at Wonderland Ballroom, and now it is at the Black Cat, and it is actually on Friday the 13th is their next one. It's a variety show. They have some burlesque. They have some stand-up comedy. They always have a band that they call a praise band. And they were the hosts, the MCs, of the DC Music Download 3rd Anniversary Party that was last Saturday night at the 9:30 Club. It was quite a big show. It was fantastic. We saw Baby Bri Bri and the Apologists. We saw Loud Boys. And we saw Paper House. It was the Paper House album release show.
I was really impressed by this sermon. I thought it was a great example of agenda setting, and it was sort of laying out in a really fun way to a really big audience who might not know what DC music is all about, but really just sort of saying like, hey, there's a scene, mm-hmm. and it's here, and it is as spicy and flavorful as the sermon you just heard.
Yeah, it was amazing. We didn't play you the entire sermon. We played you the tail end of it. The whole thing is a little long. It was amazing, and hopefully you were there to hear it and enjoy it, because seriously, when I was listening to this as it was being given, I was thinking, I want to put this at the beginning of the next podcast. And I'm thrilled that we were able to do it. Thank you very much to WRGW, who got the audio to us. They broadcast the show live, which was kind of crazy. Did anybody listen to that? I don't know. It's Saturday night. Like, maybe there were some college kids who were hanging out and drinking and listening to a show that they could have gone to at the 9:30 Club. Who knows? But anyway, it was cool that they broadcast that. And huge thanks to the Reverend and Kathy Piotta.
Who also, for all you singles out there, Kathy Piotta, she's on Tinder. She is the youth minister of Some Souls Church. I don't know necessarily what she's looking for in the romance department, but who knows? It could be you, so swipe right. And by the way, on her profile, she does indicate that she is DTF, which in this case stands for Devoted to Faith. That other first track you had, that's a band called East West Highway. I don't know how I feel about that band name. You're just going to run into a whole bunch of like traffic news when you Google that one. But it was a really good track called Handle That. It was some slick sounding dance rock. And who doesn't need a little bit of that from time to time?
I certainly need quite a lot of it.
Yeah, I've been going there myself a lot recently. That's from their What's Next EP, which was just released on January 30th. And that's a free Bandcamp download, folks. And we tell you that a lot. And that's because we are all about you bumping up your DC music catalog at no or little expense to you. These bands, they want you to have their stuff. So when we tell you about it, you can grab it. Okay, we're going to play another new band. They're called Teenage Aviation. I love that band name. It just reeks of irresponsibility and poor decisions. Like, I don't know, just teenagers like flying planes, you know? This is a track called Take a Vacation from Yourself. It is some breezy indie pop from a one Julia Nowakowski, who's also been a member of bands such as Golden Looks and Hiding Places. So I love the sentiment. Life can get pretty crazy sometimes, so think about checking out for a sec, doing some yoga, or, you know, like just streaming like a DC music podcast, or even better, subscribe. Anyway, by the way, so funny thing about how you can get her music. So unlike East West Highway, which is a free Bandcamp download, Teenage Aviation has a single out that consists of two tracks. They are $1 each or $3 together. Not quite the bargain you'd expect from, you know, an independent musician, but she's trying some new things. I wonder what consumers will fall for. Anyway, here's the track.
Take a vacation from yourself.
strung your heart along its longer wind.
With a brand new track called Hooks and Eyes. That's from their upcoming release, Rima, which is out May 5th. What can I say? I, like a lot of people, have been waiting a really long time for this record. The song, that goes in a lot of fun and unexpected directions. Pree has since eschewed the sort of wacky instrumentation found on some of their previous work in favor of sort of a more straightforward rock lineup, but they're still as delightfully unpredictable as they've always been.
And you know, I like... What's kind of interesting is that they have really planned this release out, you know,
very thoroughly.
Yeah, and I've seen some other bands recently doing that, the North Country, Paper House, and it can seem a little silly to have finished the album and then wait on it for a long time, but, you know, to get the PR machine behind it and everything, and then, you know, it can really take off like that Paper House record, you know, got a first listen from NPR, and it makes it seem like it should be taken seriously, which I think
is totally
cool.
Hear you on that. I've seen a considerably higher level of professionalism amongst a lot of DC bands in the last year or so, and it's been really impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul, you and I actually learned about the release of that track when you got an email notification on your phone while we were at a show this past Sunday to see the next artist that we are about to feature.
And that is called a segue. Yes.
Nailed it.
And so I also want to mention this too. Maybe people don't realize this. Bandcamp, we are obviously huge, huge fans of Bandcamp. And Bandcamp is great if you just want to go and grab a release or even pay money for it. But the other thing you can do, you can make an account. And then you can follow your favorite bands. And then when they put out a new release, you can get an email notification telling you, hey, Pree has put out a new release. And then you can go check it out. There is a Hometown Sounds Bandcamp account, and I follow every DC band. And so if you want to follow some or all of the DC bands, you could go to the Hometown Sounds Bandcamp page and see who I'm following and follow them back. Which is pretty cool.
One-stop shop.
Exactly. The show that we were at was Stranger in the Alps. This was at the Black Cat this past Sunday night. It was a fantastic show that also featured Rachel Rees and our beloved fellow creatures. Oh, man, that was a really, really good show. This is a project of Steve Kolowich. His new EP is called Pattern Matching. This is a pay what you want download on Bandcamp.
So get it.
Yeah, really. No excuse. His debut EP was called Honey If You're Lucky, which is also a pay what you want download on Bandcamp. Both of them were produced by Louis Weeks, and that guy is amazing.
He's like a real life, much cooler version of the composer character on Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
And what's great is that like Stranger in the Alps is, you know, it's a folky, sort of twangy band, and the stuff that Louis Weeks brings to it makes it sonically very interesting.
Very special.
Yes. Now this is crazy. I had really not even given a thought to what the band name meant.
Yeah,
we
learned about this together.
Yeah.
At the DC Music Download Show.
Right.
Segways.
From my friend Aaron, who was with us, and she said, wait, was that a reference to the Big Lebowski? And yes. So it turns out it is. It turns out that when they air this movie on basic cable, the 1998 Coen Brothers classic, The Big Lebowski, they have to redub some of the words. And there's one particular line that has been redubbed, find a stranger in the Alps.
This is what happens, Larry, when you find a stranger in the Alps.
Exactly. So if you want to know what the original line was, you can look that up on Urban Dictionary. So I really would never have gotten that reference, but I'm really happy. And we actually talked to Steve and we confirmed it with him.
Yeah, actually, Paul and I, we totally missed this. Like, we talked to several other people about this, and they were like, yeah, you guys didn't know that?
Yeah. Sometimes I'm an idiot, but whatever.
Behind the curve.
This song was my favorite song off the EP, and it was the song that stuck out to me most from the show. I like that the time signature changes a lot because I used to play drums. This song is called Black Box.
See you later, elevator. There's no life for this. Antibody, anybody. There's no cure for this. Box of flowers in the still light. On the arch outside your door, caught me staring from a locked room at your cup on the floor. It's not a long, long way in down. It's a long, 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 long way in around the terminal now. So eat your breakfast, mind your checklist, and your angle of attack. Look for pieces, feel for pulses, try to bring them back. Box of flowers from the still light, scattered on your lawn, caught me sleeping in a locked room with the television on. It's not a long, long way down. It's a long, 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 long way around the terminal.
is the ship. Your soul is the passenger. So let me take a trip down. Let me take a trip down to you. They say it's such a small world, but often I feel lost and empty. They say it's such a cruel world, but one good heart is plenty.
Song. That was a song called Passenger by Royal. Royal is Imad Roy El Amin. He's a 22-year-old singer and producer. Just put out his first EP called Cycles, which is a free download on his site, royalmakesmusic.com. He is bi-coastal. He is in both DC and LA. He might be moving to LA, which would be really sad, but it would be understandable. That's kind of where a lot of the electronic musicians go. He's done a lot of remixes and original productions. He's gotten a lot of love on The Hype Machine. Tony, do you know what The Hype Machine is?
I do know what The Hype Machine is.
Hype Machine is a pretty awesome site.
Yeah.
And definitely for the electronic stuff. He's also one third of a DJ collective called DJ Soy Sauce.
I like that a lot.
I was looking at their Facebook. Apparently they had a party recently at Ustream Music Hall and they had free sushi. You know, Ustream Music Hall is kind of known for having food specifically themed to some of their parties. At the Moonbaton Massive, they had empanadas that were made by Dave Nada's mom. So free sushi, why not? Why not? They had ninja sushi chefs come in and make sushi for everybody. And then they were dancing.
Do you mean sushi chefs dressed as ninjas?
Yes. I'm sure that's exactly how it goes. Yeah. So anyway, that was pretty awesome.
Paul, you went to a show this past Thursday, right?
I did go to a show. It was really weird. We're going to have a little segment where we talk about some of the awesome shows that we've been to. And this show, so I saw XX at the Doc Martens store in Georgetown. And it was awesome, but why are we having shows at the Doc Martens store in Georgetown? I do not understand. It's so strange. So the show was scheduled from 6 to 8, and XX came out at about 7. But I think that it was packed solid at like 6, or maybe even before 6. So we're all standing there. There's no stage, so no one could see anything. But it was, XX, they rocked. It was fantastic. You know, they've been on tour. They are solid. The songs are awesome. They played for about 45 minutes. They basically played their album. And it was fantastic. And then on the way out, I almost missed it. They were giving out these Doc Martin swag bags. And just a few minutes ago, I popped it open for the first time to take a look at what we had in the swag bag. We have these like lip decals. And what is this thing even? It's a big boot. That's on a lanyard. Why?
Maybe put that on your rearview mirror?
I don't know what in the world this is good for. This is cool, though. They gave us a little pocket fan that says stand for something, Doc Martens. And then the last thing was in a sealed plastic bag, and I opened it, and it turns out it's a poncho. It's a black Doc Martens poncho. And if I had known that's what it was, I totally would have kept it and like kept it in my trunk for when my car breaks down and it's raining and I gotta do something. But now I can't get it back in the bag.
Impossible.
I tried folding it up. There's no, absolutely no way you could get that back in there. So I don't know what I'm gonna do with it now. I wish they just said, this is a poncho. Anyway, that's my review of the XX show. It was awesome.
What you're making me think about is that I'm going to try to do recon on shows when there aren't stages in the future and bring myself a little step stool.
Seriously, I'm 6'1", but if I was short, I would be rocking either a step stool or like platform shoes, like super high platform shoes.
Stilts.
Stilts. Why the hell not? What's somebody going to do? I mean, at the 930 Club, sure, they would do that. But at the Doc Martens store, hell no. Oh, and there was free beer, but it was in the back. So only the people who had the worst view possible could get the free beer.
That's a nice consolation prize.
I guess so. Maybe that's why it was there. And then I had seen another show at the Doc Martens store. That was Mizun. And that was right before they left DC. And it was a fantastic show. That obviously, Mizun, great band, not as much hype as XX. And I just don't know why they have shows at the Doc Martens store. It's so weird. And it was free. It was free. It was right before they went on tour. So I don't know. Anyway, that almost takes us to the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. So I must remind you that you should subscribe because that's the best way to get all the podcasts, especially this one, in the iTunes store, in the apps. Get the apps. The apps are the best way to do podcasts. The social media. We love social media. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Vine. We're doing all that stuff. I even posted a Vine the other day. I posted a Vine of a pedal steel guitar player that was playing for Drew Gibson at IOTA because I was standing right by him and people love to see pedal steel guitar because it's a pretty crazy instrument. Every weekday, we play a music video. Recently, I have been rocking the Tiny Desk submission videos and I finished them and now we're going to get back to music videos because they're piling up. So check that out. Listen to our 24/7 music stream at the website, which is hometownsoundsdc.com. Listen on your smartphone with the TuneIn app and email us to submit your music or to sponsor the station.
Or send us some fan mail.
That's right. We love fan mail. We've gotten some recently. It's the best thing ever. DJ@hometownsoundsdc.com. That's that email address. And of course, to support the musicians you've heard on this podcast and throughout the history of this podcast, buy their music.
And see them play live.
All around town. The last song in this podcast is Stronger Sex. This is a song called Temptation. This is Johnny Fantastic, who was an early member of Paper House. And Stronger Sex is Johnny Fantastic along with Eric Sleight, who's in Joy Buttons, and Ben Schur, who's in Pre. This is kind of funny that apparently Johnny Fantastic would like to sort of be incognito, but I don't really think it's all that hard to figure out who Johnny Fantastic is. And in fact, when we had Alex Tebeleff on the podcast back in May of last year, was it last year or was it 2 years ago?
Dog, it was just a few months ago.
No, okay, well, whatever. He actually accidentally name-dropped the real name of Johnny Fantastic and then said, oh man, he's going to be really mad at me. And you know what? I edited that out because I wanted to save Alex Tebeleff's ass. And I did. So anyway, I'm not going to tell you who Johnny Fantastic is. The new self-titled album came out at the end of January. It is $5 on Bandcamp, and it's 6 songs. So that's a pretty good deal. And they're pretty awesome. The whole thing has sort of a languid goth feel, and Johnny's vocals, his clear lounge singer vocals.
Brother's got pipes.
Oh, man.
I saw him do Queen at a Halloween show at the Communiverse, and he did it proper, start to finish, and like just sort of walked around and like dropped a little Freddie Mercuryisms. Like he would just show up and just be like, it's a kind of magic.
Oh, that's fantastic. So yeah, this is
it was Johnny Fantastic.
Yes, indeed. Oh, perfect. The song is called Temptation. It's the first song off the self-titled EP. Check it out. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Take one last breath, she said. kiss your own mortal coil goodbye. Now I'm schlepping in alone on the street, 'cause everybody knows that that's where a cheetah goes. And he shoulders all the pain for things he cannot change, his own nature. Oh, the hatred. See, I am the victim here, and you get off scot-free. Enjoy the pity party of the century, while I sit out and freeze. What temptation cost me? What temptation cost? What temptation cost me? What temptation cost? Well, who's gonna save me from the forbidden tree? When temptation calls to me, when temptation calls to me, and you can't fight the feeling, and you can't stop the train, and you can't shut the sirens up when they're calling out your name.
What temptation cost?